A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven might be likened to a man who sowed seed in his field. When everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds throughout the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." And his slaves said to them, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them into bundles for burning, but gather the wheat in the barn.' If you garden, you know how persistent weeds can be, and you wonder who the mysterious person is sowing them. Sometimes it's easier to pull them out when they're larger. In the beginning, you might not be sure if they are weeds or the seedlings of the flowers in your garden. And yet if they're too big, they can choke out the plants we desire. Today's gospel again reminds us that we are the field. We come with not all good seed, but a mixture of strengths and weaknesses, none of which is a fault of an enemy or anyone else. Sometimes our greatest weaknesses are a blessing, and sometimes our greatest gifts are a curse. Which are weeds and which are the wheat? What is good and what is simply another possibility? We might initially think this gospel is about judgment or blame to be thrown into the fire. I think it's a parable of the patient God who's willing to wait on us and see how we grow. The past week, I've often walked through a meadow resplendent with varied weeds and birdsong. The weeds were a source of life for that field. This was a wild meadow with occasional grain, but there were butterflies, milkweed, thistle, and birds I had never seen before, like the bobolink. Each walk was one in praise of the weeds, the dragonflies, the insects. Now, it's not good for the farmer, but fields do need to be fallow once in a while, and the gospel story was the one looking for wheat. Jeremiah reminds us that there are some weeds of intolerance and hate that need to be reformed and booted out of the temple within or the field. But maybe today we need to look at the weeds inside us that perhaps give more strength to our gifts. Those parts of ourselves that open us to really needing others or even forgiveness. To be patient with our weeds, with my weed, to see the life that it could bring forth. Maybe it's disabilities to be able to see, hear, eat, or move as we'd like. And we need to become accepting of that limitation. That internal acceptance may help us to be more compassionate with others. There are many kinds of harvest. Perhaps the weeds can make us mindful of the harvest of justice needed in our lives and in our world. To be patient. To welcome the other. The harvest of random acts of kindness or weeds that have no monetary value. They're part of our everyday. They're not our job. But they bring life. Not everything is a harvest that brings a monetary reward. To recognize that within the harvest that our God is willing to wait to see if our weeds are really weeds at all, or the harvest which is sought. May the fields of our lives bring forth a harvest of plenty today. May they show us the way to live.